You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today is the last in the series on conquering their stay stuck strategies. And today I'm going to be talking about defriending. Do you notice these have all started with the D? These are actually my busting the four D's of discipline avoidance. And so the last one is defriending, straight out of the halls of middle school. Or possibly the cafeteria from high school. So remember, a stay stuck strategy is a strategy that someone uses, well, just like it sounds, to stay stuck. So they have, some of us have defense mechanisms that help us not take in any contrary information. We're not open to being self-aware or hearing contrary evidence. So we have a belief about ourselves and or a way that we want to be or think or work. And we don't want to take in any information that tells us that we're not right or that we need to change something. So one of the strategies that I've seen over and over with my clients is that employee who wants to use the defriending stay stuck strategy. So you know what? And this works against people pleasing leaders. So I'm going to just say up front, if that's you, if you have a tough time setting healthy boundaries, you have too much empathy and sympathy for your employees, and you want everyone to like you, go listen to my episode number 7. You need a few more strategies for yourself to be able to set healthy boundaries and not get sucked in. You know, because here's the thing, the defriending strategy of I'm not going to be nice to you, or I'm going to ostracize you, or I'm going to talk about you behind your back. Again, straight from the halls of high school. But to combat that, you just have to be a leader who knows that sometimes people aren't going to like what you say. Now, I'm not talking about the leader who's, the anger monger and yelling at everybody and they're not liking your method of communication. I'm talking about the good leader who is really has the best interest of his or her employees at heart and is trying to do what's best for the customers or clients, but wants everyone to like you. And it's tough. There will be times when the stay stuck strategy has to blame someone else. And there are times when that someone else will be you. And so you just have to be okay with not being friends, not being liked with all of your employees. Now, they do need to be respectful. So set the standard for, if someone's using the defriending or ostracizing or talking behind your back or all those kinds of things, I would absolutely bring them in and let them know you don't have to like me, but I am your leader and you do need to respect me, or treat me with respect. And that does include, not gossiping, not using company time to whine and complain. So get them focused on doing the job. Let them know it's fine if you don't like me. You don't have to like me. We're not friends. We're coworkers. We work together. And then you need to be okay. What you don't want to have happen is their stay stuck strategy of defriending have you backing down and saying, oh, I don't want to talk to them about it. I'm not going to address it. I'm going to let them work the way they want to work. Because remember, if we're not addressing their lack of productivity or their attitudes, then they're defining what success is in your business. They're saying it's okay to work at this level. So you don't want to do that. You need to define what success is in your business. And so you need to set the standard and maintain the standard by talking to someone and letting them know when they're not meeting that standard, regardless of how they're going to react. So let them have their high school hissy fit. Let them not like you, and it's okay. You're still a good person. It's okay. You have to let your customers win, your business win, the rest of your employees win. Chances are that employee who's using the defriending strategy is probably a thorn in the side of many of their coworkers as well, because your good employees who want to come in and do a great job and take great care of your customers are picking up the slack for the people who aren't doing good work. So just let them think what they're going to think and know that your intentions are good. Even if they say you're mean, you're gunning it out for me or whatever they might say, look at your intentions. And I'm going to hazard a guess that your intentions are to have a great place to work, a great team, dynamic team that's on fire to serve your customers well. And to do that, sometimes you have to tell someone that they're not doing a good job and that they need to change. So that's where your intentions are. It's not to be mean or punitive or gun it out for anyone. So regardless of their perspective, you know that your intentions are true. So focus there. So the quick way to conquer the defriending stay stuck strategy is to just be tough. Don't worry if someone doesn't like you. Listen to that episode 7 so that you're not a people-pleasing leader. Follow those strategies and just stick with it. Continue to let them know what they need to do to be successful, because you will define what success looks like in your business, and let them think what they're going to think. All right.